In the headlines, 2 days before the St. James North by-election, Prime Minister Mia Mottley defending the $300 solidarity allowance. Meantime, the DLP maintaining their stance on crime, saying it's an issue that could determine the by-election result. Another political party set to enter elective politics. And staff at ShopSmart Express in Six Rows left traumatized after a Sunday afternoon attempted robbery. This is the latest, the lunchtime edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. The political climate was fever-pitched this weekend as candidates and party leaders hit the campaign trail hard ahead of Wednesday's by-election in St. James North. Prime Minister Mia Mottley, speaking from the platform at Western St. James, gave a stinging reply to opposition leader Ralph Thorne's criticism of the nationwide $300 solidarity allowance. Mr. Thorne on Saturday night charged that it was an election gimmick and further stated that it was disrespectful to have people lining up to register for the allowance.
132,372 Bajans in the last week got $300 in their bank accounts or credit union accounts across this country. And that added up so far to $39,711,600 being distributed to Bajans across this country. The people who are now to register between now and June 30th. You have the NIS headquarters you can go to. You have the post office you can go to, the general post office every day. And you have a schedule of the district post offices that are being advertised so that you can go. Now, if we had never done it, you would hear at the next election, the government tell you share the burden and never gain a bounty.
Prime Minister Mia Mottley, BLP candidate Chad Blackman, also chastised the opposition for their pre-2018 performance and said he was unbothered about criticisms about his weight.
You've heard all the jokes and the banter about being healthy in size. I am a man 6'4". As a lady said to me when I was canvassing 2 weeks ago, Blackie, I like you. You're a Mabatana man, you know. And I say, yes, I'm a Mabatana man. But this Mabatana man is part of a party that rescued Barbados in 2018 from the dire straits ushered in by the Democratic Labour Party, where you could not get a bus, where you could not get a garbage truck, where you could not go to University of the West Indies and enjoy free tertiary education. Because why? Economic mismanagement was part of the day. So I'd rather be a big man with a big vision and a big plan to deliver for the people of St. James North than to come with you with arrogance and empty promises. Because why? Empty talk can't work for you. And that is why on Wednesday, with God's grace and your vote, I will be your member of parliament in this great constituency.
BLP candidate Chad Blackman. Meantime, the DLP held their meeting in Sion Hill and leader Ralph Thorne maintained his stance on crime and the government's refusal to address the issue with legislative changes needed to be questioned.
This Barbados Labour Party has lost the moral right. It has lost the willingness. It has lost the fortitude that it may well have had to resolve the issue of crime in this country. And that is why your Prime Minister has not made an intelligent statement in relation to crime. And that is why you will hear one-liners about not about hay and guns don't walk and guns don't talk. And you ask her what that means, and it means nothing. What it means is that this government will not bring solutions to the problem of crime in this country. What it means is that this government is failing and refusing and neglecting to bring serious solution to the problem of crime in this country. And I'm not going to say what I could say. I will ask you the question, why?
Leader of the opposition, DLP Ralph Thorne, St. James North candidate Felicia Dujon said the BLP candidate had not yet addressed any of the issues and accused her opponent of seeking only self-interest.
I am here to serve the people and I will continue to serve them. After 7 years under this government, after 35 years in this government, the candidate that is responsible for walking around in this constituency have not raised not one issue on your behalf. Not one. He has not seen the need to raise one issue on your behalf so that his government, the government that is currently in power, could immediately do some intervention. He is not interested in that. His interest is about what he can get from you.
DFP candidate Felicia Dujon. In the area of Weston, Starcom Network News visited the constituency to find out from residents whether they have made up their minds about which candidate they will choose and what are the key factors that influence their choice. Here's what they had to say.
I'm not going to vote. And the B and the D is the same thing, all about them friends and family. Any Democrat, they probably get power, you support your friends and your family. Them Barbies, they probably get power, they're about their friends and family.
I already made up my mind, because the BLP is the right way to go. The BLP and Mia know what she is doing all the way. Mia born the 1st October and I born the 17th, and we's go-getters.
I don't know if you just know what to say, yeah. But I like the energy in my brain to care, but you understand, that's basically what it is. The energy alone can't tell life.
My boy is my boy. You know what I mean? When I get there, we know what's going on. He's my guy. So I gotta talk twice. Child can handle it too, you know? But you know he's different. He's a man, he words, so a word's all my God. You know what I mean?
Some residents of Weston St. James in the lunchtime edition. Originally starting as a pressure group, the Friends of Democracy are now planning to become a full political party by the next general elections, whenever they're called. First Vice Chair, Attorney-at-Law Ricardo Harrison, told Starcom Network News that unlike other political parties, the Friends of Democracy start with an advantage.
The difference between the other parties and this one is this one has had foundational development. We've worked our way up in terms of developing a headquarters, developing an emblem, developing a constitution, all the tangibles that go with it, developing a proper organization. These Friends of Democracy have involved themselves in.
I must ask you, is Dr. Ronnie Yearwood part of that party?
To the best of my certain knowledge, I don't think so.
Vice Chair of Friends of Democracy, Ricardo Harrison. Well, staff at Shop Smart Express 6 Road St. Philip are still traumatized and have started to receive counseling after an attempted robbery yesterday afternoon. Express Store's manager, Vassyard, told Starcom Network News the guard was recovering and that the business reopened this morning.
Some of them are still traumatized from the experience. None of the staff, they weren't hurt. And it's only the security guard that was hurt at that time. And he went to FMH and he was discharged. But he's okay. His security company is dealing with that situation. We are open for business. We didn't close. We are open for business.
ShopSmart's Express Stores manager, Vassyard. The Barbados Meteorological Service has discontinued its flood watch alert for the island. Meteorologist Brandon Miller gave an update.
The flash flood watch has been discontinued for Barbados. The threat of flooding has diminished, and hence the Barbados Meteorological Services has discontinued the flood watch effective immediately. There remains the possibility of late to moderate showers throughout the day. This discontinuation statement was issued at 10 a.m. on Monday, the 19th of May, 2025, and is the final statement on this event.
Brandon Miller. Our top stories. 2 days before the St. James North by-election, Prime Minister Mia Motley defending the $300 solidarity allowance. Meantime, the DLP maintaining their stance on crime, saying it's an issue that could determine the by-election result. Another political party set to enter elective politics, and staff at Shop Smart Express 6 Rows left traumatized after a Sunday afternoon attempted robbery. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.